You're listening to Stateside. I'm Laura Weber Davis, in for Cynthia Canty. Thanks for joining us. Coming up later on the program, we'll talk about the politics of craft beer in Michigan.
The wholesale system is the most efficient way, cost-effective way to get beer to the marketplace.
But first, the UAW strike against General Motors is now stretching into its second week. Detroit Free Press columnist John Gallagher says it's unclear where the tipping point is. But if the union and GM don't reach a deal soon, there will be a larger economic implication for the region and beyond. John Gallagher joins us now. John, welcome.
Hi, Laura. How you doing?
All right. So even if it isn't clear exactly where that tipping point may be, when would we begin at least to feel that broader impact of a strike, do you think?
Well, I think the workers are already hurting because they've lost a week's paycheck, and the strike pay they get from the UAW doesn't make up for that. They also have to pay for their own health care because GM has decided not to continue health care for the workers. So they're already hurting. You know, analysts differ on when GM itself starts to hurt, but probably by the second or third week, they'll be losing enough money that they'll start to feel it. And then the big question is, when does it really work its way into the broader economy? You know, we think that the auto industry is all assembly plants and metal bending, but there's a lot of infotainment systems that go into this that are made on the West Coast. Places like California, Silicon Valley, it's a major supplier to the auto industry today. So I think that pretty soon, I mean, I would say within 2, 3, 4 weeks, you're going to start to see some big impacts nationally on this.
Well, yeah, you write that the effects would cascade throughout the economy. What might those ripple effects look like regionally or throughout the state?
Right. Well, originally, you know, you have the UAW workers on strike cannot spend as much money as they were. So they cancel vacations, you know, they buy a cheaper kind of grocery or whatever. So that's sort of the immediate thing. But beyond that, you begin to see this spread beyond the cities where the auto plants are being picketed because all the supplier plants start to shut down. And as I said, some of the even software companies or electronics companies may be hit. Then you start to get that ripples into the broader economy, and you start to see maybe fewer mortgages being made or fewer bank loans or you know, kids are not going to take that vacation during summer break that they hope to take because their parent is on strike. So it begins to ripple into that broader economy the longer it goes. And again, we don't know exactly when, but certainly if it goes a month, I mean, that would start to entail a pretty heavy toll on the U.S. economy.
After the last economic downturn or the Great Recession, we really talked about diversifying our economy in the state so that it wasn't, you know, something happening to auto industry wouldn't have such an impact here. Do you think the state has been able to diversify enough that the impact would be less felt, or do you think that we're still sitting in that area where it would hurt us all if the auto industry took such a downturn?
Well, we are more diversified, but mainly because manufacturing has become much less of a dominant factor in the U.S. economy, and even in Michigan's economy. It used to occupy a much bigger place in Michigan's gross domestic product. It used to be something like 25% of the total output of Michigan's economy was automotive, and now it's about 8%. So we have diversified. So that's a cushion. That helps a little bit. But again, that presumes that the industry is up and running and everybody's happy and everybody's working. And if you shut down a good, you know, the biggest company in the industry for 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks, you know, obviously that's going to have a big impact. So I think the thing everybody agrees with is that the longer this goes, the worse it gets.
Well, you also say that the larger and longer effect could be on culture at General Motors and within the auto industry. How so?
Well, that, I think that's a really overlooked point here. But for many years now, the auto companies and the UAW have portrayed themselves as partners. And when you hear, say, an auto company CEO talk about the union, it's not like, you know, the workers are bad guys. It's no, these are our partners. We're working hand in hand with them to produce shared goals and shared sense of purpose. And it doesn't always work out, you know, on the line in reality. But that's sort of the goal and the rhetoric for many years now, that the union and the auto companies are partners. And this begins to endanger that. A very short strike, you know, you blow off a little steam, you make your point, then you go back to work. But one that lasts for a month is going to really set up some bitterness that's going to be hard to break down. And I think that the auto companies need to understand that the internal culture is an important thing that they have to keep working on. I mean, they don't want workers discontented. You know, that adds to sort of absenteeism and turnover and, you know, more mistakes in production and all that kind of stuff. I mean, culture is really important. And a strike like this, if it goes on too long, you see the danger that that's going to be a big problem going forward.
John Gallagher with the Detroit Free Press, thanks so much for joining us today.
You bet, Laura. Anytime. Thank you.